Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Just hours after U.S. intelligence gave its assessment of Russia's war in Ukraine, Moscow unleashed a massive rocket attack on several areas of Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas with all of this.
An overnight attack that hit critical infrastructure and killed several people also caused the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is occupied by Russian forces, to lose power. Meanwhile, the director of national intelligence told a U.S. Senate committee that Russian President Vladimir Putin will most likely aim to prolong the war. Avril Haines believes Russia will not be able to make territorial gains in Ukraine this year due to its poor leadership and morale, large numbers of casualties, and its inability to replenish its stocks of weapons and ammunition. I'm Karen Chamas.
81-year-old Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's gone to the hospital after tripping at a Washington, D.C. hotel. His office isn't saying anything more. He was attending a private dinner when he tripped. The CEO of Norfolk Southern Railroad will have an apology today for a train derailment last month in Ohio. The AP's Donna Warder with what he's expected to say at a Senate hearing.
CEO Alan Shaw says in prepared remarks to the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works that he's deeply sorry for the impact the train derailment has had on the community of East Palestine, Ohio. No one was injured in the crash, but state and local officials decided to release and burn toxic vinyl chloride from five tanker cars, prompting the evacuation of about half the roughly 5,000 residents. Now people in the community say they're suffering from illnesses. In Shaw's apology, he promises to commit $20 million to help the community recover.
President Biden will unveil his spending plan today in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. His tax and spending priorities unlikely to pass in Congress. This is AP News. A data breach.
House and Senate officials are warning lawmakers, their staff, and their families that hackers may have gained access to sensitive data from a Washington, D.C. health insurance marketplace. D.C. HealthLink confirmed the breach and said it was working with law enforcement and offering identity theft and credit monitoring services. A Senate email recommended that anyone registered on the exchange freeze their credit to prevent identity theft. A broker on an online crime forum claimed to have stolen records from 170,000 customers and was offering them for sale. Reached by the Associated Press on an encrypted chat site, the broker said they were acting on behalf of a seller. Posted samples from about a dozen customers included social security numbers, names, addresses, emails, and phone numbers. The reaction of one victim contacted by the AP was, "Oh my God." The hack follows several recent breaches affecting U.S. agencies, including a ransomware attack on the U.S. Marshals Service and a computer breach at an FBI field office in New York. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. Major news Wednesday in college basketball is for the first time in nearly five decades, Syracuse will have a new head coach. More from correspondent Dave Ferry.
Basketball coach Jim Boeheim said at a news conference Wednesday that it was up to Syracuse to decide whether he returns for a 48th season. The school quickly responded by announcing that assistant Adrian Autry is replacing Boeheim, who was second on the all-time wins list for Division I coaches.
I've just been lucky to be able to coach this long.
His resume includes 34 NCAA tournament appearances, 10 Big East regular season titles, and 5 conference tournament championships, along with the NCAA title in 2003. But the Orange haven't had a 20-win season in 4 years. I'm Dave Ferry.
On the NBA hardwood, CJ McCollum dropped in 32 points as the Pelicans topped Dallas 113-106.
It was good, man, but I'm just trying to win, man. I think that's... I didn't score a lot of points in my career. I didn't hit big shots. I'm just trying to do what I can to help the team win. So it was nice to make some shots and make some plays, but it's even better when it comes in a win.
The Cavaliers got by the Heat 104-100 as Evan Mobley says defense led the way for Cleveland.
I feel like we played pretty good defense. We were in our spots. Sometimes shooters got out and we fouled the shooters. We could do a little bit better with that and then also them driving middle, but overall, I feel like we did a good job.
And Boston smashed Portland 115-93. Jason Tatum had 30. Al Horford added 17.
I was just really early on taking what the defense was giving me, the way they were playing me, and guys found me early, and I was able to get into a rhythm really early.
And on the ice, the Wild topped the Jets 4-2 behind 46 saves from Marc-Andre Fleury.
I thought we guys defended well. You know, everybody covered the middle, the slot a lot, but it's not give too many created there, and they blocked some shots, they cleared blocks away, and obviously some nice goals up front to get the lead there.
I'm Josh Browntree, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will lay out his new budget plan tomorrow and will sharply boost his goal to cut the deficit. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
In last month's State of the Union address,
the plan I'm going to show is going to cut the deficit by another $2 trillion.
But the one he'll unveil in Philadelphia will be more ambitious.
We'll cut the deficit by nearly $3 trillion over the next 10 years.
Which spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says is in stark contrast to House Republicans, who haven't offered their own blueprint. The president's already said he wants to boost taxes on the wealthy. One reason why this may well be more of a messaging document for next year's elections than anything else.
Massive tax increases, more spending.
Things Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says stand no chance of actually passing in either chamber of Congress.
Will not see the light of day.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Justice Department report found Louisville, Kentucky police have engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discrimination against the black community. The investigation was prompted by the fatal police shooting of Breonna Taylor. The Justice Department will also review the Memphis Police Department's policies on the use of force, de-escalation strategies, and specialized units in response to the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols during an arrest. One of the American survivors of the kidnappings in Mexico near the U.S. border was Latavia Burgess. Her mother, Barbara McLeod Burgess, told CNN about the two people who died.
They all got shot at the same time, and she watched them. She watched them die.
Burgess says she hopes they find the suspects in Mexico and put them in jail. At the first meeting of the new board of Walt Disney World's government, overhauled by sweeping legislation signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, new proposals include prohibiting coronavirus restrictions at Disney World. This is AP News. Clashes broke out in Athens after a protest over Greece's worst train disaster.
Police used tear gas on protesters who throw firebombs and other projectiles at them. Labour unions and student associations organised the demonstrations, while strikes have halted ferries to Greece's islands and public transportation services in Athens, where at least 30,000 people took part in the protests. The train accident, which occurred on February 28 near the northern Greek town of Tempe, has highlighted serious safety gaps on Greece's busiest rail line and put the centre-right government of Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis on the defensive. An opposition lawmaker says this is more than a train collision and a tragic railway accident. You get the sense that the country has derailed. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There are plenty of jobs to go around, but the number of layoffs is rising. Employers added a stunning 517,000 jobs in January. In all, there were 10.8 million job openings in January, down from December, says the Labor Department, but still a historically high number of jobs. The unemployment rate fell to 3.4%. That's the lowest it's been since 1969. The number of openings in January means there are about two jobs for every unemployed American. But here's the other thing. Layoffs rose in January to 1.7 million. That's the highest since December of 2020. And the number of Americans quitting their jobs fell to the lowest level since April of 2021. I'm Rita Foley.
There are demonstrations, rallies, and events around the globe today to mark International Women's Day. It's a day established to celebrate and demand equality for half the planet's population. But it's a long road ahead for countries such as Afghanistan, which has become the most repressive for women and girls since the Taliban takeover in 2021. Hafisa is a former Kabul University law student. The worst situation is when your dreams are shuttered and you are punished for being a woman. Islam had not banned women from their right to education. Our beloved Prophet's wife was a businesswoman while she was the wife of our beloved Prophet. But we are not even allowed to study and get educated. 18-year-old Shahida was in the 10th grade when the Taliban took over. Now she works in a yarn factory. Women don't have any rights in Afghanistan. Schools are closed, educational centers are closed, and all other options for women are closed. We just demand from the government to reopen schools and educational centers for us and give us our rights. But there have been major advances. In Spain, the country on Tuesday passed a law requiring that women make up at least 40% of boards of directors for larger companies. The same will apply to Spain's cabinet. On Monday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres noted that women's rights are being abused, threatened, and violated around the world, and gender equality won't be achieved for 300 years on the current track. He says progress won over decades is vanishing because, he says, the patriarchy is fighting back. I'm Donna Warder.
Jason Sudeikis talks about the future of his character, Ted Lasso, at the season premiere in Los Angeles of his comedy series. The premise for Ted Lasso came from a commercial for NBC's soccer coverage featuring a former American football coach.
Well, I'm coaching soccer, in London. I mean, that's nuts.
Sudeikis says he didn't know where this was headed.
You never know if you're going to get to do three seasons. So if anything, it was probably maybe presumptuous, if not downright arrogant of us to think that if we got to do three.
Ted Lasso has been a hit, and star Cola Bikini says the reason is in part timing. It premiered during the pandemic.
It was a really, really tough time, and it was kind of like, you know, a warm blanket, you know, when your heating's out.
Jason Sudeikis is not sure there'll be a season four of Ted Lasso. Will he miss it?
No, it's in me. It's always been a part of me. Well before we did the commercial or the shows.
Ted Lasso Season 3 premieres next week. I'm Ed Donahue.
Scandinavian scientists say they've identified the oldest known inscription referencing the Norse god Odin on part of a gold disc unearthed in western Denmark in 2020. Lisbeth Emer, a runologist with the National Museum in Copenhagen, tells the AP the inscription represents the first solid evidence of Odin being worshipped as early as the 5th century, at least 150 years earlier than the previous oldest known reference, which was on a brooch found in southern Germany and dated to the second half of the 6th century. Experts think the disc was buried either to hide it from enemies or as a tribute to appease the gods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.